As a six-year-old, my dad can do anything. He can climb the highest mountains, fly the fastest planes, swim the largest oceans, fight the strongest tigers. But my Father in heaven is always with me. And he can do all these things. I don't have to imagine these because we know our Father in heaven can do this and more. The Father, what does it say in the dictionary? One, in Christians' belief, the first person of Trinity, God the Father. Two, the Father of the Church or Church Fathers. Three, a sign as a paternity of a child. Four, like Father, like Son. The community in Israel was founded upon the extended family or household headed by the fathers. In this community was to protect and provide for his land and children. Like most speakers, I always like to put groups of things together. So I found four ships. All right, the first one is stewardship. The father is there to teach us the right and wrongs to his family and train them to follow in his footsteps. Obey your father in all things. Jesus recognized his own stewardship to the father as a faithful son. Jesus was obedient to the will of his father and accomplished the works the father has given him to do. Love was the basis of this relationship between father and son. In Luke 15, 11 to 32, the prodigal son. With the prodigal son, he wanted his father's inheritance early. So while he was young, he could live his life. But when all his funds disappeared, he went back to his father in remorse. And what did the father do? He gave him a nice big party for his return. That's why our Father in heaven gave us his son, Jesus, to forgive us our sins. Two, relationship. Relationship, our Father's family term. In Psalm 22, verse 1, God, my God, why have you forsaken me? He said this at the end, Father, take me into your hands, command my spirit. That's when all you see was taken away. In Galatians 1, 3 to 5, Paul's prayer to the churches of Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the presence of evil age, according to the will of God and Father, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. The third one is fellowship. Fellowship of our Father means that there's other children. I have my own relationship in God, and you have your relationship in God. In John 5, God was his Father, and that's why they wanted to get rid of him. For whatever Father does, the Son does, for the Father loves the Son. 4. Lordship. Lordship's God's children, sons and daughters of God, repents. Ephesians 5, follow God's example and walk in the way of love and give thanks to God, your Father, for everything. One of the commandments says, God, honour your father and mother, do God's, the Father's will. In the Bible, God wrote a letter to his children. And Faye is going to read this letter.
The Father's Love Letter. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways, even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you even before creation. You are not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but I am the complete expression of those who love me, and it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father could ever offer, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive from my hand, for I am your provider and meet all your needs. My plans for your future has always been filled with hope. I have loved you with an everlasting love. My thoughts towards you are countless as the sands on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with my heart and my soul. I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you can possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe every tear from your eyes and take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son Jesus. In Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my true love to you. I gave up everything I loved that I may gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I will throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been your father and always will be. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for your love, your Father, Almighty God.
All those statements in that letter all come from the Bible. See, your Father in heaven really does love you. My Father gave us the greatest gift anybody can give another person. He believed in me. As a youngster, I took my own father for granted. Like when I was at school, he used to work shifts, so I hardly ever saw him. When he's on night and he comes home at 6 o'clock in the morning, he would do this lovely fry-up, which I really enjoyed, because I like fry-ups. Still do. And another memory is when we go camping. And when we go camping, my father and my dad, he used to let me drive his Bedford van on the campsite. I used to sit on his knee, doing the steering wheel, driving along the path. You know, that was the only time he let me drive the car. He wouldn't let me drive up the main road, just thought I'd let you know. And another thing my father did was taught me how to do the gardening. I'd go down the allotments. and I've still got that same allotment, which has been, like say, in our family for over 50, 60 years. Basically, he taught me everything I know. But I do miss him, and I do take him for granted. And when you're young, you don't know all this at the time. And now he's gone, I haven't got them to fall back on. So there you go. In 1 John 3, 1 and 2, see what great love your Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that we did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for as he is. In Matthew 7, verse 11, your spiritual father can offer you more than your earthly father could ever. I'm going to repeat that bit. Your spiritual father can offer you more than your earthly father could ever. What do you think he meant by this? Your spiritual father can give you anything you want. All you got to do is ask. He can cure you if you're sick, cure you in your sickness. Just pray about it. He can help you find things like keys, for example. How often have someone's lost your keys and you can't find it? A little pray. 9 times out of 10. Ah, there they are. Just pray that you can find your next meal. Have faith in him and he will help you out. In Jeremiah 31 verses 3, the Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. The Father still visits us. He does this in different types of way. He can talk to you in your dreams. He plants pictures in your mind to prophesy to others. He nudges us to pray to others for reasons unknown, someone you don't even know. Your earthly father can also do these things. Look after you when you are sick. Help you find things. And he works to put food on your table. God is not only my father or your father. He is also the father we have learned to abide together in his gracious love. Now I'm going to pray the Lord's Prayer. You can either join with me or you can listen to what I'm saying. I like it if you would join in with me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, for thy kingdom's come. Yours will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.